A survey out this week from the American Psychological Association finds more than half of U.S. adults feel very or somewhat stressed by the election. If you're one of them, you might have what one therapist is calling election stress disorder. That therapist is Dr. Stephen Stosny, who joins us via Skype. Welcome.
I'm pleased to be here.
And I was talking to somebody the other day who said that they felt like there was a dark cloud over America right now, that people are on edge about this election, and it's really making them anxious.
It's certainly making my clients anxious. I do mostly couples counseling and been doing it for 30 years and have never seen anything quite like this.
Well, what are people saying to you?
Well, it's not so much that they're talking about the election. It's the way the couples interact with each other. They're not seeing each other as partners. They're seeing each other as opponents. They're not interested at all in reconciliation. They want to win. They're calling each other names a lot more. It looks like a debate.
You're talking about couples where one is on one side and one is on the other side?
No, that's the remarkable thing. That used to be the case in previous elections. In this election, if they're both on the same side, what's happening is that all the negative emotions that are being modeled for them are being downloaded into their relationship. Research shows that emotions are modeled, the way we regulate our emotions are modeled by authority figures, and that they're very contagious. If you're around a resentful person, you're going to get resentful. And that's what they're bringing into the conference room.
Well, explain that, because you're saying that just by watching the election news or just by watching what's going on the campaign trail, it's really having that big of an impact on their own relationship?
It is, not only on their relationship. If you're driving and a political announcement or some political quote comes on the radio, you look down at the speedometer, you're going about 15 miles per hour faster than you were. And if there's too much traffic for that, you're probably tailgating the car in front of you. That's because even low-grade anger activates every muscle group of the body, and it doesn't take very much for that foot muscle to get activated. You won't concentrate as well at work. And you're not going to be as sweet to your kids as you would normally be, because these negative emotions were important to our survival, and they get transmitted at a very high degree.
So if somebody's listening to this and they are one of these people, and maybe right now they're going 15 miles an hour above the speed that they should be going, what should they do?
Well, they should think of the kind of, if they're driving, the kind of driver they want to be, the kind of person they want to be, the kind of parent they want to be. As soon as you start thinking about values rather than feelings, you go into the adult brain. That's the upper prefrontal cortex. That's the part of the brain that makes you who you really are. In the toddler brain, that's where you're in a political debate. Mine, no. It's self-obsessed. It can't see any other perspective but your own. As soon as you start to appreciate the complexity of anything, you get into your adult brain, and that automatically regulates your emotions.
So practical tips would be what?
Try to see the complexity of the situation. See, the toddler brain blames, denies, and avoid. If you go into a room and a toddler's broken his toy, you ask him what happened to it, he'll say, blame it on someone, or say, I don't know, or try to hide. In the adult brain, as soon as something goes wrong, if you say, how can I make this a little bit better? The toddler brain can't make anything better. It's just an alarm system. That automatically shifts you into your adult brain, where you have billions more neurons firing for you.
Do you expect that after the election is over, all this anxiety will go away?
Well, it won't go away right away, because this is such a negative election. Nobody is really for a candidate. You're against someone. And whenever you're against someone, your brain needs adrenaline. It needs anger. So when the election is over, whichever candidate wins, whichever candidate you supported, you're going to immediately have buyer's remorse. why did I really support this one? Because you're not really for that person. You're against the other one. People will watch this election to see the concession speech of the loser, not the victory speech. And it takes a longer time for negative emotions to go away. But my hope is, and my expectation is, within a few, by Christmas time, the effects should be gone.
Dr. Stephen Stosny is author of Soar Above, How to Use the Most Profound Part of Your Brain Under Any Kind of Stress. Dr. Stosny, thank you.
Well, thank you.